from Cairo.
I have been here in Egypt for the past week for the Global March to Gaza and want to tell y'all what's been going on.
The Global March to Gaza was set to begin on June 13th and we were going to march through the desert to the Rafah border where we would protest to let aid be let in. Going into this, we all knew the risk. We knew that it was likely that we would be detained, deported, arrested, all of that. And we knew that if we got to the Rafah border, it would be very dangerous. And I think that speaks to how bad the situation in Gaza is, that you have thousands of people coming, willing to risk everything to bring an end to this. So I think that in itself is huge. The march was set to begin on June 13th. Unfortunately, the arrest had started before then. The Egyptian authorities were raiding the hotels and deporting the activists. And on June 13th, we tried to meet at a campsite outside of Cairo, but many people were detained and deported. Again, I want to emphasize, we knew that this could happen going into this. But at least for me personally, what I wanted out of this, at the very least, was just for the people of Gaza to know that the world came together for them, that we will not accept a world that allows this, and that we were going to at least try. What I think is really important is that this action seems to be inspiring more actions. And all of these actions, all of these movements, these protests, everything that we've been doing, they are all adding up collectively and putting pressures on our governments. Let's keep acting and free Palestine.